be right back with John Rappaport and Mike Adams, who's going to be hosting the show. Then I'm back in a couple hours. Stay with us, folks.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's the 2012 InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com special transmission. We'll be right back with more news, special guests, and your calls.
We're not comparing EPA to the Nazis, but these rules are so sacrosanct because they come from the experience with the Nazis. They come from the experience with the Tuskegee syphilis experiments.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. If you tuned in last night, you know that we talked about some human testing that the EPA is conducting. And we've got in the studio tonight Steve Malloy. He runs a website, junkscience.com. He is a biostatistician, and he's working with the ATI Environmental Law Center. Steve, we've got a new court decision, but before we get into that, briefly tell them what the EPA is doing that you're trying to stop.
Okay. There's an air pollutant. It's called PM2.5. For the last 10 years or so, EPA has been telling the public about how deadly this pollutant is. EPA says there's no safe exposure to PM2.5. EPA says that any exposure can kill you, and any exposure can kill you within hours or days of you inhaling it.
Particulate matter or soot causes premature deaths. It doesn't make you sick. It's directly causal to dying sooner than you should.
So I found out about a year ago that EPA has been conducting these human experiments with PM2.5, and so I filed several Freedom of Information Act requests, and elicited a bunch of data, and out of all that data, thousands of pages of documents, I discovered that not only is EPA testing this deadly PM2.5 on people, but they're lying to them about the effects.
Now, this court decision that came up yesterday, tell us a little bit about that. That was a temporary restraining order, right?
Well, we have filed a lawsuit to get all this stopped because this violates every rule, regulation, ethical standard set since World War II governing the protection of human subjects involved in scientific experiments. In addition to our lawsuit to get all this stopped, we filed a emergency motion for a temporary restraining order yesterday to get the ongoing trial stopped, because right now there is a trial where EPA is exposing people to PM2.5 and lying to them about it. Just to cut to the chase, the judge ruled for EPA, saying that, well, it doesn't appear there's subject matter jurisdiction, but you know, the remarkable thing about this is that here's a federal court who hears that EPA exposed people to this deadly substance, lying to them about it. And we're worried about, you know, the Marcus of Queensbury jurisdiction rules.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of crazy.
Now, in the jurisdiction, was he saying that, I mean, this isn't something like you were in the wrong geographical area or something like that. I mean, when I got the, I got something here from David Schneer, and who's your counsel, and he said that Judge Tringa, is that how you pronounce his name?
Tringa
was uncomfortable with EPA's claim that there is no situation in which a court could review their human experimentation on the basis that research is not a final agency action. So that was the basis on which he said he didn't have jurisdiction, right? Was that it wasn't, I mean, when it's not a final agency action, is he saying it's not final regulatory action? Is he saying that no court can oversee whatever EPA is doing on experimentation? Was that what he was saying?
Well, he was uncertain, at least, so we have to go back and do some more homework and figure out how that can be. You know, courts are listening to hearing people complain about regulations that have been issued, you know, final agency actions. Mm-hmm. This is not really a regulation, yet it's still agency action, and it's pretty final. You know, it's pretty final for you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when I saw this, it reminded me, you know, you talked about violating codes that go back to World War II. And you've talked at great length on videos, other videos, about specific ways in which this has violated the Nuremberg Codes, which were enacted as a result of medical experimentations by the Nazis. And now we have, you know, the Nuremberg trials, they didn't just try medical doctors. They also tried judges who didn't stop things, right? I mean, the whole movie...
They put judges on trial, too. That's
yeah, the whole movie, Judgment at Nuremberg, was about right. was about the judges going on trial. It wasn't about trying Joseph Mengele, the people who had done things. It was about actually trying the judge who had done this. And so now we've got an American judge. So now we have an American judge saying that even when these people have, even when the EPA has violated at least half of the Nuremberg Code, as well as other EPA rules, as well as medical ethical rules that are in place, that he shouldn't do anything about it. That he doesn't.
Yeah, David, I've got to say I was astounded.
Yeah,
because we laid out a good case of how what EPA is doing is. I don't care how you slice it, it's illegal. It's a crime. You can't lie to people about exposing them.
And when there's when the government doesn't exercise any accountability over its agents, at some point, somebody has got to hold some of these actors accountable for what they're doing when they do criminal things and when they violate their own rules and regulations.
You can tell me that you know there are these rules under which EPA has to act, but nobody can enforce them?
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, that's really crazy. Well, Steve, thank you so much for talking to us tonight. We're going to want to keep... touch with you and find out how this goes, and maybe we can stop human experimentation here right in America. Well, that's it. I guess the EPA can do whatever they want as long as they call it an experiment. Thanks for tuning in tonight. That's the Nightly News. I'm David Knight.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
All right, welcome, listeners and viewers. Welcome back to the InfoWars Money Bomb. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, hosting with you today. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to be your host here. With John Rappaport, especially here for a few minutes, we're going to chat about vaccines and some other issues, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours or so, bringing you some breaking news on GMOs and many other areas, and I'd also like to take some calls, too, so get a discussion going in some interesting areas. First of all, I know John is with us still on video, and I've got some questions for John Rappaport, and thank you, John, for staying with us, but first of all, I just want to say... thank you to the InfoWars team and crew for all that you do, and thank you for the invite for me to be here today, bringing more information to all the listeners and viewers out there who are interested in freedom and liberty. And if you want to help support that liberty, of course, donate at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And I'll share with you some things that I'm even doing behind the scenes to help support InfoWars. Talk about that in the next hour. But this is the most important new media organization anywhere. This is it. And this is what's going to be left remaining when all the old media, the dinosaur media, collapses, either due to financial problems or just lack of credibility. They're just going to implode because, well, they don't report the truth. So you can't really stay in business very long if you're not reporting the truth. In any case, I want to bring in John Rappaport, who has, of course, been hosting here or has been the key guest here for the last hour or so. John, can you hear me? Are you with us?
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Awesome, John. I'm doing great. It's good to be with you here on the InfoWars Money Bomb. What a segment. You just talked about InfoWars and why it's important. Big picture, what's on your mind these days other than this money bomb?
Well, it ties in so closely with things that I've been writing about and researching. For years and years, and I know you know this, Mike, you know, people say, well, everybody's hypnotized by the media. Yes, yes. Okay, we got these major media outlets, and they're beaming the same stories into your mind day in and day out, month a year, year after year, decade. Sure, everybody's hypnotized. Okay. And now, all of a sudden, we're seeing something that really counteracts that. You know, here comes InfoWars along, right? Okay, now they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Only the difference is that they're telling the truth.
Yeah, and I love how InfoWars works with people like you and I as a team. You know, when I come in here and I talk to Alex and I talk to the crew, there has never been any sense of competition or territory. It's always been a sense of we're all pulling in the same direction. Let's help each other in the best way that we can. And I feel that sense from you as well, John, with all that you do. And when you come on InfoWars, when you come on my show, when you write for Natural News, I mean, we're all pulling in the same direction. It's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. And so naturally, what's happening now, you know, the counter theorem is coming true. Yes, if you have major media lying to people all the time, yes, they will become hypnotized. But if you have a new major medium that isn't lying and is reaching millions and maybe even hundreds of millions and billions of people, who knows, like InfoWars, then you're going to get people waking up. And when you have multitudes of people waking up, nobody can predict the outcome of that. I mean, that's not an experience that we're familiar with, see? It's like, yeah, we all know what happens when you put people to sleep for 15, 20, 30 years through the major media. Yeah, we know about that. But what the thing we don't know is what's going to happen when this money bomb at InfoWars collects $1 million and moves up onto another platform, and they're on television stations all over the world, and then you've got millions more people waking up at the same time to the truth and to how much they've been lied to. We don't have any precedent, really, for that to say, you know, but the one thing we do know is the world is never going to be the same, that's for sure.
You know, and the worse the situation gets in the world, the global debt collapse, you know, fiat currency blowout, war in the Middle East, you name it, GMO, genetic pollution, agricultural catastrophe, runaway replication of bad genes in the crops, for example. The worse things get, the more people turn to what used to be called the alternative media, you know, InfoWars, nomorefakenews.com, your website, Natural News, other sources like that, Drudge, and so on. People like G. Edward Griffin, who deserves, you know, big kudos for his lifetime of effort in this whole area. But if you think about it, we all used to be called the alternative media. We're not alternative anymore, really. We are the new mainstream media, the only media that is actually attempting to tell the truth every time. Now, we don't get it 100% right. Sometimes we make mistakes and we correct them. But the old dinosaur media is trying to lie to you. That's their game plan. Whereas our game plan and your game plan, John, is to try to tell the truth as much as possible.
That's a vital distinction, I think. Yeah. They're trying to lie. In other words, you know, we're not going to be able to raise your salary this year as a VP at CNN because although you tried to lie every day, it didn't work out as well as we hoped. I mean, your lying quotient was not as high as we wanted it to be.
So we're going to have to leave
your salary at the same level. I mean, that's basically what we're dealing with here, you know? I go on Natural News. I mean, the stories, I'd like to hear the latest on the GMO because every time I go to Natural News and then also InfoWars, it just blows my mind. So,
well, let me share. Let me give you a little hint of what's coming up. Where did I put that paper? All of Alex's news is here too. Here we go. So this is just a hint of it, but we've got a guest coming on next hour who will break this down in more detail. But here's the thing. You know, the GMO labeling campaign, the Proposition 37 in California, it turns out the No on 37 campaign that's been funded by Monsanto, DuPont, all the chemical companies, you know, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, and so on, they've been caught breaking the law, inventing fake FDA quotes and mailing those out with an FDA seal on it.
Wow.
This is a violation of federal law.
Wow.
And they're just lying.
And
So the No on 37 campaign is being run by people engaged in criminality. That's the story.
Well, I definitely going to stay tuned to hear that and your guest, because this is something I've been tracking for a long time. I started something in 1996 called the Great Boycott because I thought, okay, it's time to boycott 8 of the biggest horrendous corporations in the world. So let's see who they would be, you know. And the more that I narrowed it down, okay, chemical companies, because they're really doing some horrendous things. But wait, all of these companies are not only chemical companies, they're also pharmaceutical companies. Wow.
And pesticide companies.
And pesticide companies. Wow. So they poison you, then they treat you with drugs. Okay. And then, lo and behold, they're also genetic engineering companies. Yeah. This was 96. I mean, Bayer, Hecht, DuPont, Dow, Monsanto, at the time was called Rhône-Poulenc in France, Imperial Chemical Industries in England. Wow. They're all, you know, they're killing everybody.
Oh,
this seems
yeah.
to be the agenda.
And it's clearly by design, and it is all the same corporations. John, I got something specific I want to ask you about. And we brought up a page, if you could bring it up, guys, from the CDC's website, cdc.gov, the vaccine additives page admits, this is the CDC's own website, admits, scroll down a little bit, guys, until you get to aluminum. Right there, that's it. It admits these additives are in vaccines today. And here they are, John, and then I want your comments on this. Here they are. Aluminum, which of course causes Alzheimer's, dementia, and other things, if it's in high enough quantities and in the wrong form, of course. Antibiotics, which cause superbugs, egg protein, I'm not as concerned about that. Formaldehyde, though, a potent neurotoxic chemical. Formaldehyde in the vaccines. MSG, monosodium glutamate, it's in the vaccines, all right? It's not just in your food where it gives you migraines. It's in the vaccines where you're shooting up with MSG. And then thimerosal, a mercury-based preservative that we know causes neurological damage, probably is part of the reason that vaccines cause autism, comas, seizures, and sometimes death. So here we go, John. The CDC says on its own website, these ingredients are still used in vaccines, and yet doctors and pharmacists just lie to everybody and say, there's no mercury, these are perfectly safe. What are your thoughts on that deception, John?
Well, it goes along with what we were just saying, I think, Mike. You know, it's how many people can we lie to and how many lives can we destroy? Because, you know, I used to say, okay, they're crazy, they're incompetent, they're this. That was in the old days. And then I said, hey, I woke up one day and said, they know what I know. You know, therefore, if they keep doing what they're doing, they have to be doing it on purpose. You right. can't just let people off the hook year after year. Yeah, boys, okay, now here's what we want to do. We want to go around to all the schools, and we want to inject kids with the following substances: aluminum, formaldehyde, throw in some antibiotics there, and some MSG and mercury, and, you know, let's do this. So let's get rolling, and let's put on a big PR campaign also to explain why we have to do this and why they all have to take the shots. You know, that's essentially what they're doing.
Yeah.
Of course, they're poisons, yes, and they're necessary poisons, and we have to do this. And yes, some kids will die. Other kids will become brain damaged and never recover. We can call that autism or whatever we want to call it, but it's basically, you know, poisoning. We're poisoning people.
Well,
that's what they're doing.
That's absolutely true. And the contradiction that comes to mind on this is in the minds of those people. Think about people who are into healthy eating, all right? Sort of just health conscious, natural health people, holistic people, vegans, and so on. They wouldn't even touch, let's say, a veggie burger patty from a store if it had MSG in it. They wouldn't touch chlorella, a green microalgae superfood, if it had high levels of aluminum in it. They wouldn't touch fish if it had high level of mercury in it. They wouldn't eat anything with formaldehyde in it. They wouldn't touch those substances. And yet, many of those very same people, John, will line up to be injected with that stuff. I mean, injected with it. They wouldn't eat it. They wouldn't buy it. They wouldn't feed it to their kid. And they shoot up with that stuff. How insane is that?
Yeah,
I mean, think about it.
It's the height of insanity. You're absolutely right. I mean, you'll see someone. I've seen people in Chinese restaurants, right, that will walk in there wearing a mask. you know, like some environmental mask that they wear whenever they go out of the house. And they'll get into 25-minute discussions about the possibility that there might be some MSG in the takeout order that they're ordering while you're waiting to put in your, you know. And yet at the same time, as soon as the flu season comes, that same person will take off their mask and go in the doctor's office and get shot up with a flu vaccine, right?
Well, yeah.
Containing all of this crap.
And here's,
The other thing, you know, and I have to hand it to you and to Alex InfoWars on this. We've turned a corner on this where we're no longer willing to say these people that are doing this to everybody, you know, they just don't get it. They're stupid or they're incompetent or they don't see the truth or they're just, you know, too cerebral. They've been indoctrinated themselves in college and medical. You know, all of these excuses that have been laid on for years and years and years and years. And we've reached the point now where, you know, we just call them killers.
Yeah, well, that's people. The accurate term. That's what you call people who kill other people. Killers.
Yeah, exactly. And we've turned a corner on this. That's another reason why I love InfoWars and Natural News both. Because nobody's mincing any words on this.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you do this for 20 years to people and, you know, they're dropping like flies, you're called a killer. And if nobody prosecutes you, then they become an accessory to murder.
Absolutely. And by the way, let me give out the 1-800 number. It's actually an 888 number. For those who want to support InfoWars during this money bomb and the excellent reporting that InfoWars does on vaccines, the number is 888-253-3139. Again, the number is 888-253-3139, or just go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and you can donate there. And remember, InfoWars is one of the key media organizations that is covering vaccines and telling the truth on vaccines and having guests on, like John Rappaport, who also tell the truth about vaccines. You're not going to get the truth about vaccines from regular mainstream news. You're not going to get it from a local doctor, typically, or a pharmacist, and certainly not a health authority, you know, the FDA. I was even shocked, John, that the CDC admitted on their website that the vaccines still contain MSG and formaldehyde and mercury and aluminum. I was shocked.
It is astounding. It's right out in the open, you know. They're completely schizophrenic. They say, yes, here are the ingredients. It's just like the FDA admits on their own website that 100,000 people die every year in the United States as a result of ingesting pharmaceutical drugs. It's on the FDA's own website.
Yeah,
and
it
yet,
is.
Every one of those drugs is approved as safe and effective by the FDA, but they don't mention that part.
No, of course not.
You know.
All right, and here, check out this. Here's another contradiction, John. I was thinking about this as I was driving in today. This just occurred to me, and I'm going to do a story on this for sure. But think about this. Everybody is in favor of Proposition 37, GMO labeling, virtually everybody, but not Monsanto people, of course, but virtually everybody who's still rational, let's say, is in favor of that. And why? They want to know what they're putting into their bodies, right? They want to know what's in the product they're ingesting. So why don't these people demand labeling on vaccines of what's in the vaccine? So, I mean, because injecting something is orders of magnitude more dangerous to your body, especially if it's something like mercury or formaldehyde, that is deadly. Why wouldn't you demand labeling vaccines? People take vaccine shots without ever reading a label. There's no ingredients list. The pharmacist doesn't tell you, oh, this has formaldehyde and this has aluminum and this has MSG. They never tell you that. There is no labeling of vaccines.
Absolutely right. You go to the doctor's office, or now you can go to a drugstore and have somebody shoot you up.
Yeah.
And you don't say, well, wait a minute, you know, I'd like to read the label.
No,
we don't have time for that. Next, you know, whatever. That's right. You're absolutely right. And in case anybody listening here is missing the point, when you inject something into the body, you automatically bypass all manner of layers of protection that the body naturally puts up against foreign invaders.
Thank you. Yes.
That's part of the immune system.
I neglected to mention that.
Part of the immune system. So when you inject something directly into the body, all of a sudden now you have, you know, skirted past all those immune defenses of the body.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're penetrating very deep, and the effects can be, as we see in little babies getting vaccinated that are brain damaged for the rest of their lives, it can be instantaneous, or it can take 48 hours, or it can take a month. But
right,
it's just horrendous.
But, and think about it. Think about it. When you inject a vaccine, that's going directly into your bloodstream. And from your bloodstream, your blood obviously circulates to your brain, to your nervous system, obviously. So whatever's in your blood goes into your brain if it passes through the blood-brain barrier, right? And mercury does. So there you go. You inject mercury, that goes right to your blood. Your heart pumps it to your brain, and your brain absorbs it, and the mercury is like getting a heavy metal lobotomy. So these vaccines... Now, here's the other interesting thing, John. I want your comment on this. And can you stay another like 5 minutes or so? Is that cool?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. I just get energized talking to you about vaccines. But the issue is, even if people think that the vaccine so-called science is legitimate, let's say that they believe in that whole idea that vaccines are a rehearsal for the body, where the body sees a weakened virus and then it builds antibodies. Now, I know you've completely... demolish that nonsense fairy tale. But suppose people believe that. Even if you believe that, why wouldn't you want a clean vaccine that has no mercury, no MSG, no formaldehyde, no aluminum? Why wouldn't you want that? That's the question.
That's right. And this is what people are waking up to. It's like, how could I have been so stupid as to not ask what was in it, and then when I see what's in it, to reject it automatically? You know, the doctor tells me, well, it's not a problem. It's never been a problem. Never will be a problem. Let me just roll up your sleeve. Wait a minute. Let me just read this list. And you tell me, doc, is there aluminum or formaldehyde or antibiotics or MSG or mercury in this vaccine? Well, yes, but I mean, they're necessary in order to preserve it. Hold it, doc. Would you mind if I took the needle and shot you up instead and gave you all of the vaccines that a kid takes, 55 shots? In the first 15 months, would you submit to that with no problem at all? Because I think somebody's got to be a guinea pig around here. May as well be you, since you say this is all very safe. I mean, this is the kind of hypnotism that people are waking up from. It. Just as you say, Mike, it's totally insane.
It's completely insane. And the thing that really is frustrating to those of us who are truth tellers is to see the media just flat out lying about it. Oh, vaccines are safe. Don't be afraid of those wild rumors of side effects. They're wild rumors. There's nothing ever harmful in any vaccine. I mean, that's their blanket statement. And the pharmacists go along with it. And the doctors go along with it. It's a lie. It's the greatest lie in the history of medicine.
I would say so, because that's the cornerstone of medicine.
Yeah.
They feel that they can fall. If everything else fails, they can always fall back on this thing. The vaccine and how many lives we saved. And of course, when you start to look at that, you see the truth. But people should know out there, the InfoWars audience, that Bill Gates has already granted money to research to track down every website on the internet that is, quote, anti-vaccine, and to begin to take countermeasures, serious countermeasures, to stop all of this information from spreading out, all these lies, you know, contradicting the truth of the wonderful vaccines.
Oh, we've already seen that.
This is a campaign. This is underway, and it's going to increase.
We're attacked constantly.
Yeah, absolutely. And that proves the point, because there have been numerous occasions when I've said and other people have said, hey, let's have a debate. I'll rent a hall in Los Angeles. I'll guarantee you I'll get 5,000 people there. And you bring your scientists and I'll bring mine. And let's debate the whole issue of vaccines, not little sound bites, but a 4 or 5 hour debate. And we'll do it live streaming and video it for the world for free to see. And then people can make up their own minds.
Well, no, but this is the new system. They don't want to debate anything on the facts, whether it's vaccines, whether it's GMO, whether it's even the national debt. I mean, look at Romney and Obama on stage. Neither one of them actually debating the economic reality in which America finds itself. They're just showmen, peacocking around to look the best and to look the most presidential without actually covering anything that matters. And by the way, real quick, we're going to go to break here in just a minute. During the break, we're going to play the video report featuring Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton, where they interviewed a Whole Foods executive admitting that Whole Foods sells unlabeled GMOs. So that's coming up during the break. Wow. And we're going to continue with you here, John. Right. But they were telling me, but everybody sells unlabeled GMOs, so it must be okay. Oh, hey, we're out of time already, John.
Okay, Mike.
It's good
Thanks
to chat with you.
Yeah, great to talk to you always, Mike.
You too. Have a good day. And stay tuned and listen to the Prop 37 news we have coming up. And here comes the video report right now. We'll be right back after that with more news as well as some of your calls. Stay with us here on the InfoWars Money Bomb. We'll be right back.
I'm Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. We're here at a Whole Foods grocery store where we're trying to find out if people know about genetically modified food, about the dangers of that, and if they realize that Whole Foods is actually selling unlabeled genetically modified foods here at the store. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
You know, I don't have time.
Oh, okay.
I don't really even know what GMO is, to be honest with you.
Have you ever heard of genetically modified food?
Not much.
GMO, have you heard of that?
I've heard of that regarding corn.
Have you heard of GMO?
Absolutely.
Are you concerned about it?
Absolutely.
Do you support the labeling initiative?
Absolutely.
Would you be surprised if I told you that Whole Foods is selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
Yes.
Aaron Dykes here for InfoWars.com. We're here to talk to members of the public today to find out if they're aware of GMO dangers and if they know what's inside this Whole Foods store. We have their latest press release, which admits that they do sell ingredients that include genetically modified foods. Have you heard about the recent study where they fed GM corn to rats and they developed tumors?
Yes, I have.
Are you shopping here partly to avoid genetically modified foods?
Yes. Yes.
I haven't had a problem with genetically modified foods, and no, that wouldn't be why I was coming to Whole Foods.
So now, do they sell it or they don't sell it?
This Whole Foods truck says, "What's cooking?" And unfortunately, to the dismay of most people, according to this press release they just put out, it's GMO, genetically modified organisms. Do you know what you're eating? Were you aware that Whole Foods actually sells unlabeled GMOs?
I was not.
And we're surprised about that?
I think a lot of people probably are. Are you familiar with genetically modified food?
Well, I've heard of it.
Have you heard they've done studies recently that have shown that rats that are fed exclusive diets of genetically modified food actually get cancer, get tumors?
That makes sense. You go messing around with nature, some weird things are going to happen. That's probably just the beginning of it.
Probably. Do you ever shop at Whole Foods?
You mean Whole Paycheck?
Do you ever shop at Whole Foods here?
Yeah, I work there.
Are you familiar that Whole Foods put out a press release saying there's genetically modified organisms being sold in the store?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
While talking to the public, we were unknowingly approached by Whole Foods media relations spokesperson, Libba Letton.
And as an employee of Whole Foods, do you find it concerning that Whole Foods has admitted in their press release that they're selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
No, I think that unless a store is all organic, every store in the country sells unlabeled genetically modified.
Well, do you think that it's fair to say that most people who come here come in search of organic Whole Foods and they think that what they're buying is probably not genetically modified, and so to have unlabeled GMO is kind of against that whole advertisement?
I don't know what people think. I think they come here for organic food. I think they come here for healthy food. And again, I think the issue of people not knowing how pervasive GMOs are is a problem. But I don't think that Whole Foods does anything to try and make people think that we don't have food with GMOs in them.
You don't?
You see behind me, they have the slogan on this new store location, "Nothing artificial ever." However, that's not the case, which is why we also have to now put the spotlight on Whole Foods.
Now I think we're very clear about marking which foods are non-GMO.
Only later did we discover in research that Libba also represented Whole Foods investor relations and food safety.
90% of the corn and canola and cottonseed and soy in this country is actually genetically modified through companies like Monsanto and DuPont. And the derivatives of that are put into the food. And Whole Foods, you know, they market themselves as a whole food organization, and yet a lot of the stuff in here has unlabeled genetically modified. So
Where would you get food that's, where would you buy the food that's not genetically organized?
Well, that's the question.
Would it be surprising to you to find out that Whole Foods also sells GMOs?
No, I'm aware of that.
If I have the facts and if they're labeled, then that's fair, I'm educated. If they're not labeled, then I'm concerned. GMOs are one of the banes of our society right now, of our globe.
Well, I'm not really opposed to it. I mean, I think that most genetically modified food out there is actually safe and tested. A lot of it's going under FDA review. As long as the science is sound, I'm okay with it.
What does the FDA say about this?
Well, the FDA is kind of hard to gauge because Obama put Michael Taylor in, who was actually a Monsanto lobbyist for years and years, and now he's the food safety czar. So.
Well, isn't that politics as usual, huh?
If it is linked to cancer, I'd certainly like to know about it and stay away from it.
We don't know if it's genetically modified unless we test it.
Is there any plans to maybe do some testing?
To test every product in the store and see if there's GMOs in them?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier to try and get some sort of federal requirement that all foods with GMOs have a label on them?
Here we go. Are you rolling?
Hey folks, how you doing?
Hi.
How are you? Everything okay?
Yep, we're just asking people what they think about genetically modified organisms and Proposition 37. And
okay. Just make sure we're 3 feet from the curb at all times.
Okay. We're on the public sidewalk here, aren't we?
3 feet from the curb is public sidewalk. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty sure I am 3 feet from the curb. Am I not? Do you have a ruler?
Actually, I can go get one if I need to.
I think they're standing over there having a little meeting about how they would really like to kick us off this public sidewalk that we have a First Amendment right to be on right now. And they can stand there all day with their badge and the little walkie-talkie and make as many phone calls as they want, but legally we have every right to be here. Just like I think as consumers we have every right to know whether or not we're eating genetically modified Frankenfood science projects when we feed ourselves and our children and when we go to a store that labels themselves as organic but then turns around and sells us GMO.
Talk to them, but you can't just be out in front of the store.
Well, can we talk to those people?
Yeah, let's call them.
Okay.
Well, and maybe what I should do is call the shopping center.
Okay.
It's really up to them. I mean, this is their private space. This is not a public space. This is a private property owned by the shopping center.
But not by Whole Foods.
No, not this one, no.
We're just concerned to find out they also sell GMOs, so.
Actually, GMOs are in almost everything. Like, it would be really hard to find completely non-GMO anything. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, I don't think there's ever been... Like, we've never claimed that we don't sell GMOs.
There's a truck from Whole Foods coming this way, and it actually says 100% real ingredients. I just think that's really ironic because I don't think genetically modified and real are synonymous in any possible way. I mean, a unicorn Pegasus is real because I wrote about it in a book, but is it real? Something I created in a lab? It's a genetically modified Frankenfood science experiment. That's not real, and it's not food. At least it shouldn't be. Whole Foods was like one of the last large bastions of organic food, whole food, safe food. And that's why I think most consumers shop here. And then to quietly admit in a press release that isn't posted anywhere in the store, you have to go and search for it on their website to get it, that, oh yes, our food does contain genetically modified organisms, is just hypocritical to the nth degree, and it's dishonest and it's wrong. Do you think that maybe Whole Foods might consider supporting Proposition 37 financially?
We support Proposition 37 in a number of ways. You know, you can look at it that Whole Foods hasn't written a check to that yet.
Well, are you familiar with the fact that some of the higher-ups in Whole Foods have written a check to Christy Vilsack, Tom Vilsack's wife, who's the head of the USDA that's pretty much in bed with Monsanto?
Out of their personal bank accounts and not on behalf of Whole Foods Market, they can do whatever.
It's listed as Whole Foods Market, though.
Whole Foods Market to, well, I'm not aware of any of those.
He's also financially bankrolling Obama, who put, you know, Michael Taylor, who's a FDA food safety czar, and that guy's been a Monsanto lobbyist for years.
What about the donations to Gary Johnson?
I don't think it's like tit for tat, one good donation, one evil donation. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Only the bad ones matter.
It sends the wrong message, don't you think?
No, I think our actions send the message. I think private donations made by executives sends messages from them personally about what they're doing.
So what's all the fuss about Whole Foods and GMO? Well, it seems the bigwigs over there got pretty chummy with the USDA when they were hammering out the deal over Monsanto's deregulation of GE alfalfa.
Now, Walter Robb from Whole Foods is donating to Christy Vilsack, the wife of Tom Vilsack, who heads the USDA department. Tom Vilsack bent over backwards for cloning, pushed GMOs into the mainstream, opened all the doors for Big Agra, and even stood up for the open-air experimentation of GMOs that had biopharmaceuticals blowing in the wind. Then Obama appointed Tom Vilsack to be Secretary of Agriculture so he could help fast-track GMOs big time. Now Tom Vilsack's wife, Christy, is running for Congress there. But don't worry, her opponent, Steve King, is also bought out by Big Agra and the biotech industry. The only question is, why would Walter Robb or any organic industry executive want to cut checks to the wife of someone who's fought Monsanto's fight every step of the way and done nothing but deceive the organic industry about regulating GMOs?
Well, what's really kind of troubling about Whole Foods also is that while they won't back Proposition 37 financially, some of their higher-ups have financially backed and donated to the political campaigns of people like Obama, who put in Michael Taylor as our food safety czar, who was a Monsanto lobbyist for years. He's now the FDA food safety czar. You've got them financially backing Tom Vilsack's wife, and he's the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, who's totally in bed with Monsanto. So it's like, you won't give money to Proposition 37, but some of your higher-ups are personally giving money to people they should be 100% against.
So I completely agree with that. I mean, they're all corrupt.
It's disappointing. They're really big business, and they're getting bigger all the time. And Mackey has a pretty good history of not straight dealing. So,
Mr. Mackey, I would tell him to go straight south.
As we try to protect ourselves through organic food and avoid GMOs, are we making Whole Foods a sacred cow, hoping they're an ally for our cause of eating natural, wholesome, organic foods, when in fact their leadership has sold out to the USDA, has met at the table with Monsanto, and has compromised with them, and in fact stocked GMOs on their shelf?
The science is in. The recent GMO study on rats serves as a stark reminder that what we don't know can hurt us. And duping an already uninformed public is just plain dangerous and evil.
While we agree that labeling non-GMO is a start, it simply does not follow that Whole Foods knowingly selling GMO products without at least warning the public, not just with some quiet press release, but with actual signage on store shelves, is wrong. Waiting for bought and paid for politicians to fix the problem is nothing short of leaving customers to fend for themselves against a clear and present danger while raking in the profits. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
And I'm Aaron Dykes.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we're back. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, hosting InfoWars Money Bomb. Thank you for continuing with us. We've got some very interesting information coming up. I also want to open up the phones for people who want to call in to talk about preparedness, survival, the coming debt collapse, the coming economic collapse. That's the topic to call in on. You can ask me questions. We can dialogue about whatever you want in that realm. Here's the number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Got that? 877-789-ALEX. So go ahead and call in there, and we'll take some calls, and we'll chat about some of what's going on in the preparedness realm. A lot of interesting information. Feel free to ask me questions. I teach preparedness courses. So if you've got a question that you think I can handle, I'll be happy to answer it. If I can't handle it, I'll say so. And maybe we'll find another caller who can answer it. By the way, it's really fun being here during the money bomb. Yeah, there's the number, 877-789-ALEX. I just noticed the sign in front of this camera that says, "All hosts face this camera for money bomb." But I started out the show facing that camera. You guys should have a sign over there that says, "All hosts face that camera for money bomb." For yeah, look to your left Yeah. For those of us who are like so used to going to that camera. Anyway, it's funny. There's all kinds of interesting signs around here that you never see on the air. That's one of them. Like, here's another one. Money Bomb updates on Twitter is #Money Bomb 2012. And then behind that, there's another sign, and I kid you not, it says at least twice a week, we must do whistleblower interviews for 1 hour. Not complying will result in tasing and or the use of other non-lethal forms of coercion. That sign's been here a while. I remember seeing that one months ago. I don't think that's ever been enforced. Has it? Has there ever been a taser unleashed in this office? Not yet. Well, all you got to do to make that happen is get a poor guy in a wheelchair here and ask a police officer to come over. Or a blind guy. Yeah, any someone with a disability, put him in this office, call the police, and they'll be happy to come over and tase him. Right? Because that's what they do. I'm making a bad satire joke. Not all cops are bad. I know a lot of cops are listening, and we appreciate the good ones. Believe me, we really do. All right, now, as the calls are coming in, here's what we're going to do. We're gonna cover some of the big issues here about the coming financial collapse, the coming food crisis, and the coming police state. I'm going to give you some of my thoughts on that. And guys, just let me know when we've got callers in, and we'll get them on the air. So here's my take on it. We are late in the game. If you're not prepared right now, if you are not living in the country right now, you're late. You're behind schedule. Things are accelerating. The pace is quickening. You have got to get a handle on this situation. If you don't have spare food, if you don't have a water filter, and I'm not just saying that because InfoWars sells the ProPure water filter. I've been saying that for 10 years. You got to have a water filter. Otherwise, you're just not prepared. If you don't have a way to defend yourself and your family and your property, whether that's with firearms or maybe people in an area where they choose not to own a firearm for whatever reason, I'm in Texas, so everybody's got firearms here. That's the method that works, tried and true, proven technique. But you got to have a way to defend yourself. You also need to have backup copies of all your important documentation. Do you have a copy of your passport? Do you have a copy of your birth certificate? You know, I know somebody in Washington who doesn't, but you should have yours in case you need it, in case your originals burn down, you know, get burned up. If your house gets looted, if the bank, the safe deposit boxes at banks, those are not going to be safe. They're going to be looted most likely in an economic collapse scenario. So how are you going to prove who you are if you have to, if the road checkpoints are set up? If they're asking for ID, how are you going to prove it? You need to have backup copies of all that information. Now, what about your skills? Do you have the ability, the skill to actually go out in a garden and plant seeds and grow food and harvest that food? I know a lot of people read books on this. It's like reading a book about playing the guitar and then thinking you're a musician, or reading a book about firearms and thinking you're like a battle master. You can't just read books about gardening and think that you have the actual physical skills and the physical endurance to do it. For one thing, you're going to get blisters all over your hands, by the way, just from gardening, okay? Just from working the tools, you're going to get blisters. And if you're not used to that level of physical exertion, then it's going to be something that's too much for you. You need to get those skills now. Get out there and practice growing some food. Get out there and practice with your firearm if that's, again, something that you choose to use to defend yourself. You need to get out there and practice using a water filter. You might own a water filter, but I bet you for 90% of you listening, that water filter is on a shelf, isn't it? I know I'm guilty of that too. I did that too for many years. And I finally pulled out, I have a big Katadyn filter, or Katadyn. It's like a camp filter. It's huge. It's like one of those $1,200 ceramic water filters from Katadyn with a giant pump on it. Finally pulled it out, said, I better learn how to use this, because I don't want to be on the day of the collapse trying to figure out all my gear. You know, that's the big mistake that we all tend to make. We accumulate gear, we accumulate food and seeds and all these things, and then we don't know how to use it when we need it. And this is true for firearms too. A lot of you guys out there, you have your firearms, you have your rifle, but you forgot to thread lock everything. So when you need it, if you're in a firefight, all the stuff's falling off your rifle, okay? Lights are falling off, scope is falling off. the foregrip has fallen off. Everything's fallen off your rifle, or pins are coming out or whatever, because you didn't threadlock it. You need to threadlock anything that's going to come off of that rifle, or even a pistol if you've got a light on it, or a laser sight, or what have you. If you're not threadlocking that stuff in place, it's going to move. It's going to move when you don't want it to move. Believe me, I've seen many guys at the range with just stuff falling off of all their guns. It's kind of not a good way to do it. Now, finally, we do have callers on the line we're going to go to in a second, but I want to give a shout out too, real quick, to Aaron Dykes and Melissa Melton for their piece on Whole Foods that you just saw a few minutes ago. That piece, if you really look at that piece, that level of reporting, that is the new 60 Minutes, but better than 60 Minutes, because we tell the truth around here. You see, you know, why isn't 60 Minutes interviewing Whole Foods? Why aren't these other journalism news magazines interviewing companies about fluoride, what's really in the fluoride, about the mercury and the MSG in the vaccines? Why aren't they doing those stories? Because they don't want to tell the truth. They don't want to really do serious journalism anymore. The real serious journalism is happening right here at InfoWars, and that's why we need your support. So go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, make a donation as a vote for real investigative journalism that will continue as long as you support it. You can also call in to donate at 888-253-3139. Again, the number is 888-253-3139. That's the call-in number, or the donation call-in number. And with that said, let's go to our first caller, Robert in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Can you hear me?
Robert, yeah, I can hear you now.
I'm just asking, how are you today, sir?
I am doing good. How about you?
I'm doing all right, man. I got your an email from the from InfoWars.com letting me know about this 48-hour telecast or radio cast that you guys are doing. So I had a question for you, and I don't know, you know, how well you can answer it or not, but
go ahead,
my wife works in the, or she's actually in school and she's finishing up her degree to be an RN, and she is being forced to take a flu shot this year.
Yeah.
at the hospital that she's doing her clinicals at. Clinicals being, you know, where you go to kind of follow along with a nurse, and so she's not really employed by this hospital. Okay,
right.
And we have followed Alex and this show for a few years now, and we have kind of line in the sand as far as what we believe and what we're going to do, and if it ever, you know, when it got close to home, and this is kind of coming close to home. We don't take flu shots. We don't believe in it. We don't want to do it. And she's being forced to take the flu shot, or you know, she could possibly fail her class.
All right.
Obviously not be a nurse.
I've got some of an answer for you. Obviously, the first thing is to, if possible, avoid the shot, but that may not be possible if she wants to keep her job, is what I'm hearing you say. So here's information that's not often talked about with vaccines. Most of the people who are vaccine damaged are those who are injected with vaccines at the time that they are nutrient deficient. So they're typically deficient in vitamin C. I mean, the natural stuff, not the synthetic stuff made from genetically modified corn. They're deficient in minerals. They have suppressed immune systems because of exposure to other toxic chemicals. They typically have poor diets and so on. So the vaccine damage, it's real. People do have seizures and do have comas and do have death and headaches. In fact, about one third of people getting vaccine shots have headaches, which is actually a sign that the vaccine is eating your brain. Literally, it's destroying your brain in that moment. But your wife can actually increase her intake of superfoods and natural sources of vitamin C, such as Camu Camu, and nutrient-dense superfoods like chlorella, spirulina, or even Enerfood. The InfoWars store here sells Enerfood, which is a really fantastic superfood, very high-quality chlorella in that product. If she can really dose up on that before the vaccine shot, and I don't mean just an hour before, I mean like every day for 2 weeks before the shot, then she will be almost certainly protected more than 99% of the population, and her risk of suffering an acute issue from that is very, very small in that case. I'm not saying it's a total defense against vaccines, because vaccine shots do contain mercury and MSG and formaldehyde and other things. But if you have to take it, as it sounds like in this case, that's what you're describing, then that is the defense. Load up on superfoods for weeks before the shot. Get the shot if you have to, if that's your decision, and then keep doing the superfoods, and you most likely will be okay. Does that help answer your question?
It does. It does. And I understand that, you know, you're not going to take a shot and you're probably not going to die or you develop, you know, but the bottom line is that that's not really the key issue here, is it? You know, it's the fact that we're being, or she's being forced to take a shot against really her will and against her beliefs.
Absolutely.
And it's
an invasion.
What she's worked hard for years to accomplish, and I've watched her struggle and through school, and it's tough, you know, and now she has to come to a crossroads and and go through this, I would just call,
remember this,
you know, InfoWars and tell them about it and see if, you know, that you want to get some cameras outside the school and cause a huge
that's
thing
a great idea.
It,
yeah, so. Activism is really a good solution on this. And Robert, I think you're right. If she's willing to take a stand and say no, as Alex has explained many times on his radio show, there is no law, even in Tennessee, there is no law that she has to take that shot. They can't produce a law that says that. They only mandate it through the bureaucracy and claim that she has to. But there's no law. If she sued, she would win that lawsuit, but you'd have to have the money to hire a lawyer. You'd have to be willing to go through the media circus, which I encourage you to do. And I know that InfoWars and Natural News, where I'm the editor, would support you in doing that. But that's not a decision that every family can afford to do because of whatever their circumstances are.
It's true, but I do have the means to be able to do that. And, you know, and that's, but she's just worried that, you know, if she does create the stink, where's she going to get a job when it's all said and
well,
done?
Well, she'll be blackballed. She won't be able to get a job in nursing if she says no to that, probably. And you know, you're going to have to fight the system. And fighting the system it's a very admirable thing, but it's also a very, very costly thing in terms of time and financial resources and even just emotional resources. So that's why I admire people who stand up and fight the system so much. Many of those you hear right here on InfoWars. And Alex himself, of course, is probably the greatest example of someone fighting the system day after day. It takes a lot of energy. Not everybody's got that kind of energy to do it. So thank you for your call, Robert. I really appreciate your input, and I wish you the best. And if you do want to stand up to that, contact us at Natural News. And you can also email showtips@infowars.com with that information. We'll see what we can do to help you out. Guys, how many minutes we have here? About three? Okay, yeah, 3 minutes. Let's take another call. Randall in Florida. Randall, you're on the money bomb here. Welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. This is a first-time caller to the InfoWars show. I'm from FEMA Region 4.
All right. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, one of the things I wanted to say alongside of the vaccines and stuff and being forced into taking vaccines. I was actually studying to be a CNA when I came down to Florida, and I'm pretty much not allowed to go into any nursing homes whatsoever because of vaccines.
Because you won't take a vaccine shot?
No, sir, because every time I take a vaccine shot, it makes me sick as hell.
Yeah, because it's poison.
Allergic.
Yeah.
I am allergic to MSG.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you get a headache? A migraine?
It gives me a headache, gives me migraine. I turn whiter than white.
Dude, those are signs that you're being poisoned. I mean, any rational doctor should say the same thing. I didn't mean to get too casual and call you dude, but I mean, it's like...
It's okay, man. It's totally fine with me.
Yeah, all right. But yeah, you're smart not to take that vaccine shot. So what are you doing now for work?
I also want to say that, you know, I'm also fighting the fight down here in Florida over friggin' fluoride in the water.
Good for you.
It's such a horrible thing to put through, you know, put to people. I read all the stuff on it.
Absolutely. Well, good for you. We need more people like you. I know there are a lot of citizens in Portland, Oregon, who are also fighting against fluoridation there. Yeah. Can you still hear me? All right. I don't know if you can't hear me, guys, but I'll just... say thank you for calling in, and you're right on. Fight against fluoridation of the water. That's crucial. I mean, you think about each one of these is a poison, right? The fluoride is a poison. The fluoride that they put into the water, right, which is hydrofluosilicic acid, typically. It's an acidic form of fluoride, chemically altered. And then the vaccines have the poisons that we just showed you on screen from the CDC. The MSG is in those vaccines. The formaldehyde is in the vaccines. The mercury is in the vaccines. You combine the fluoride chemicals with all these chemicals in the vaccines, plus the GMO, right? Plus the stuff that's in your fragrance products, the cancer-causing chemicals that are used as cheap fragrance chemicals in laundry detergent and personal care products, and you name it. No wonder people are dying. No wonder there's cancer everywhere. That's why we got to stop this, all right? We got to stand up to it. And the best way to do that is to help support the InfoWars Money Bomb at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Coming up right now, we've got the nightly news special report. David Knight's report about the EPA's invasion of the Smoky Mountains. That's coming up right now. And then I'll be back with you here, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, right here on the InfoWars Money Bomb. Be right back.
It's the InfoWars Money Bomb 2012, October 18th and 19th, 48-hour special transmission. The tyrants need to know we're coming for them, and the InfoWar is expanding, and the people of America and the world are awakening and behind us.
While the global scientific